Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The psalm I've chosen for today and will now read is Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. There are many sayings and advice in the world today telling us how to live our lives. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Honesty is the best policy. Sing away sorrows, cast away cares. What goes around comes around. And it's easier said than done. Not all sayings can be considered worthy, no matter how long they've been around or who says them. For instance, the philosopher Appius in the 5th century BC wrote, "Every man is the architect of his own fortune." When we know, of course, that it is God, our Creator, who is our architect, as Psalm 139, verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb." But a couple of old favorite sayings that I can remember are these: "He that lies down with the dogs will rise with fleas." That's one that I used to hear from my grandmother. And an old African-American saying, "Tell me whom you love, and I'll tell you who you are." Well, these sayings, while fun to quote when it suits us, are simply words of men, giving us advice on how to survive and to be successful in this world. But Psalm 1 is God's word, and his word does more than just describe something. It commands things to be accomplished. With his word, God created the earth and everything in it. His word creates faith and righteousness in believers. And in his word, the Bible, it contains everything we need to know about how to live in this world as God's children. In just 6 verses, we hear God's desire for us to live a life pleasing to him, the comfort we gain from it, and the prosperity with which he blesses us, that is, righteousness before our Maker. Perhaps you've heard people say, "If I only knew then what I know now," inferring that if we'd just have known the sorrow and trouble we would get into by making certain bad choices, we would have avoided our mistakes. Well, friends, here it is. Walk not embracing the company of the wicked, those who disobey God's law. Do not embrace the way of sinners, those who indulge continually in sinful behaviors against God for their own pleasure or gain. Do not sit with scoffers, those who mock and ridicule God and his law. My grandmother's paraphrase, "Do not lie down with the dogs if you don't want to wake up with the fleas." Have you ever heard the phrase guilt by association? Well, that may not always be the case. But let's face it, peer pressure is tough to handle sometimes, and it's easy to go along with the crowd, eventually ending up taking part in the same sinful activities. That would be waking up with the fleas. It has been said that following the path of least resistance is what makes both men and rivers crooked. And God tells us in verse 5 what will happen to those unrepentant, wicked people on the final judgment day. They will not stand, but will be separated from the congregation of the righteous and eternally separated from God. The good news, though, is this: blessed is the man who avoids the wicked, and instead whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. To be blessed is a promise from God that we will forever be in His care, that God will give us all His gifts, especially His gifts of forgiveness and eternal life with Him. Sometimes, when I'm reading the Bible alone, I'll come to a part that requires a bit more focus and concentration on my part. So, to understand that passage better, after reading it silently in my head, I might speak it out loud a second or even a third time to help the meaning of it sink in. I'm afraid I am one of those people who needs to read and say things more than once to grasp the significance of what I've just read. But this is what it means to meditate on God's law, to read the Bible not only to say the words correctly, but also to be able to understand and apply the biblical principles and truths to your own life. In the wonderful final verse of Psalm 1, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish," the author describes the contrast between two types of people: the wicked, who show utter contempt for God's law through their sinful, unrepentant ways, and the righteous, who live their lives and view the world according to God's word. Whom do you love? If it is God, our Lord and Savior, then indeed you are a righteous son or daughter of God, not because you are without sin, but because you are forgiven through Jesus Christ. Wisdom and righteousness are attributes of God, so because God is righteous, all who believe in Him and meditate on and strive to live according to His word are also made righteous in His sight. Thanks be to God for His enduring love and His merciful forgiveness of our sins. God's word is found abundantly also in our hymns of the Lutheran Church, and they are a great way to encourage and help us in knowing God's will for our lives and urging us to remain faithful. One hymn that has been a favorite of mine for many years is this one from the Lutheran Service Book, which is number 707. Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep His statutes still. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do His will. Order my footsteps by Thy word and make my heart sincere. Let sin have no dominion, Lord, but keep my conscience clear. We can't keep from sinning on our own or become righteous on our own. We need the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us by faith, given to us by our Lord God. We pray the last stanza of this hymn. Dear Lord, make me to walk in Thy commands. It is a delightful road. Do not let my head or heart or hands offend against my God. Amen.
Thank you. Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.